Your speaker is Claude Farr.
This morning I want to talk about sanctify the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 15 concerning the Old Testament and said that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. And so it's good for us to go back to the Old Testament and see what the writers of the Old Testament had to say, because the New Testament tells us that those things are written and they're preserved for us in order that we might learn some things about God and about how to serve Him. The book of Numbers chapter 20 starts out with the children of Israel in the wilderness of Zin, and there's no water. They began to murmur and complain against Moses, against God. And their complaint was, "Why have you brought us out into this wilderness to die thirst? We'd be better off if we'd died as some of our brethren have already died, or we'd been better off if we'd remained in Egypt. Why have you brought us out into this wilderness to die of thirst?" And Moses and Aaron then went before God, and God spoke to them. And we'll pick up the story in Numbers chapter 20 and verse 7. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and said unto them, Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." This morning I want to just kind of look at this story and see what lesson we might learn about how to serve God, and particularly about what really does not please God. Start out by just noticing in the story God's instructions to Moses and Aaron. The Lord told Moses to take the rod. That would be the rod that was before the Lord, but the very same rod that he had used as the sometime earlier had used in parting the waters of the Red Sea. And God told him to take that rod. God said that he and Aaron were to gather together, or assemble together, all the children of Israel before the rock. And then the Lord said that you're to speak to the rock, and when you do, it will bring forth water, and you're to give that water to the children of Israel, to the people, and to the cattle. And that was God's instructions to Moses on this occasion. Now, there is a similar story found in the book of Exodus, chapter 17, in which it's very much the same, but a little bit different. They're not there in the wilderness of Zin, they're in the wilderness of Sin. And that's two different places, you don't want to mix them up. But the similarity is that on that occasion, there was a lack of water. On that occasion, the children of Israel murmured and complained against Moses and against Aaron and against God. And they said, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt, out into this wilderness to perish? We'd been better off in the land of Egypt." And God told Moses, in like manner as in this story, to take the rod. But God told Moses differently then. God told Moses to strike the rock, and it would bring forth water, and he did, and it brought forth water. We look at the stories in Exodus chapter 17, in the wilderness of Sin, and we look at this story in the wilderness of Zin in Numbers chapter 20, and they're just almost identical, the instructions at least, except that in one case, God said, strike the rock. And in this case, God said, speak to the rock. And so the first thing you want to notice this morning and look into this story is the specific instructions that God gave to Moses. Second thing that I want to notice is Moses' outburst. And let me read now verses 9 and 10. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. I guess we could stop there and say, so far, so good. That's exactly what God has said to do. And the point is even made in the verse that he's done just as God commanded him to do. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. Well, again, we can stop there and compliment Moses because he has again done exactly what God said to do, gather the assemble the people right before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? When I read this, it sounds to me like Moses is just a little bit irritated. This doesn't seem to jive exactly with what God was telling him to do. But Moses speaks to the people, calls them rebels, and says, must we bring water out of the rock? That's my impression when I read that. But we have a passage in the book of Psalms that confirms that as we read this and see Moses' irritation and anger, that we've read it right. And so I want to read a commentary on that from Psalm 106, verses 32 and 33, concerning this very event. They angered him also at the waters of strife. That's where this story in Numbers takes place. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. And so when I read this story in the book of Numbers and I hear Moses say, hear now, you rebels, must we fetch water out of this rock? I know that wasn't what Moses should have said, because of the inspired commentary on it found in the book of Psalms says that he spoke unadvisedly. This was an outburst from Moses that should not have occurred. And that's the first thing that I wanted to notice about Moses on this occasion. Next, I'd like for us to just kind of look at his actions, and that's found in verse 11. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock. Now, wait just a minute. I thought that God said that Moses was supposed to speak to the rock. But here it says that Moses, like he had done on another occasion, that Moses smote the rock or struck the rock twice. And so I read that and I've seen the instructions and I kind of wonder maybe Moses didn't do just right. But then I read the rest of the verse and it says, and water came out abundantly and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Well, maybe what Moses did was not so bad. After all, it worked. Now, it's true that God had said to Moses back on the other occasion to strike the rock. He said, this time, speak to the rock. But Moses instead struck the rock twice. And I might think for a moment that wasn't exactly right, but it worked, so it must have been right. There is a philosophy of life, it's the pragmatic view of life. And that is the way that you determine what is right and what is wrong is that which works. And certainly if you apply that philosophy of life to looking at this passage, then you would have to say that what Moses did was perfectly all right because it worked. Water came out of that rock abundantly just on the other occasion. And the people and the cattle all drank. And I have to confess that if I had not read the next verse, and there was nothing else in the Bible beyond this, I would conclude that while there was a little outburst from Moses that I didn't think he should have said, and I'd have to conclude that even though we don't read of his speaking to the rock but striking the rock, I really, as I look at the water coming out abundantly, that great blessing from God, I would conclude, if that's all I had here in this text, I would conclude that what Moses did was okay. But I would have been wrong. Because the next verse tells us, and this is what I really want you to focus your attention on this morning. The next verse tells us God's verdict. it worked from a point of view of this earth so far as they're receiving water. But this is what the Lord had to say, verse 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me before the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. God's verdict was very different from what my verdict would have been if I had not read that verse. God said to Moses and Aaron that because of this deed, your punishment will be that neither of you will be allowed to go into the promised land. And in saying that, God, giving the reason, says, because ye believed me not. Didn't Moses believe in God? Well, of course he did. We know that Moses was a believer in God. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, there is a list of some of the great heroes of faith. And in that list, Moses is included. In fact, there is more said in that chapter about Moses living by faith. Moses, I think it's about three or four times, by faith, Moses did something. There's more said in that chapter about the faith of Moses than anybody else listed there except for Abraham. Certainly, as you look at the life of Moses, you have to say he believed in God and he lived his life by faith. But on this occasion, not so. On this occasion, God Himself spoke from heaven and said, ye have not believed me. This is a very serious matter because it's not only stated here, but this idea is presented three more times in the Old Testament. Later in this chapter, Aaron is told that he's going to die and he will not be allowed to go into the promised land. And it is said there, not because he believes not, it's the same idea, but it says, because ye rebelled. And then in chapter 27, when Moses is told to turn the command over to his successor Joshua, shortly before his death, he also is told, you're not being allowed, it's repeated what is here, you're not being allowed to go into the promised land. And the reason, because ye rebelled against me, referring back to this particular case. And then in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, when God takes Moses up in the mountain for him to actually die, God explains it to him again so he'll understand. You can look at the land, but not go into it. And the reason is, and here the wording has changed a little bit. Here it is, because ye trespassed against me. And I mention all of those for two reasons. One, to show this is obviously considered in the Bible a serious matter. But also to show that the different wordings are used there because they really are all the same thing. But it helps us to get the total idea. Believed not. Rebelled. Trespassed. That's what Moses and Aaron did on this occasion. But then that's not all that's said about them in this text. If you look again at verse 12, it says, ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. To sanctify God. That means just to honor Him. To give Him the glory and the honor and the respect that He should have. And there's another story in the Old Testament about people who did not sanctify God, and I want to read it. It's from the book of Leviticus. Chapter 10, I want to read the first three verses, and particularly for us to notice this idea of to sanctify the Lord. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Of course, you can tell immediately they're doing the wrong thing, because they've offered fire, which the Lord had commanded them not to offer. And then the next verse, their punishment. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And then note particularly the next verse. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people will I be glorified. The problem here was that these two priests, Nadab and Abihu, they had not sanctified the Lord. And that's the same thing that is going on here in this story of Moses in the book of Numbers. The Lord was not being honored properly or sanctified. What is this story that we looked at just briefly this morning? What is this story in the book of Numbers about? It's not about water coming out of a rock. It's not a matter of striking a rock or speaking to a rock, or it's not a matter of any of those things. I mean, all of those are part of the story, obviously. But what this story is about is the story of believing and sanctifying God. That's what it's about. And there's a very important lesson for us here. And that is, to obey God is always the thing to do. To disobey Him is the wrong thing to do. And it's not a matter of just the little things that we obey or disobey. And it's not those things that count. It is the matter of the honor or the sanctifying of the Lord. And we might just pose some questions. What is the difference in baptism and immersing someone in water and in sprinkling some water on them? As far as I can tell, there's not any difference. What is the difference in singing a cappella as we do, or using an instrument of music in our worship? Which is better? Well, so far as I can tell, I don't know. Why is it better, or what is the difference in partaking of the Lord's Supper on each Sunday as we do, or maybe once a year and do it on Thursday? I mean, I don't know what the difference is. What is the difference in raising money in the church by first day of the week contribution as we do, or having a cake sale in which we raise money or something of that? What's the difference? I don't know what's the difference. In fact, in these, what's the difference in having the male leadership role in the church? You know, men as elders, men as deacons, men as preachers, and not having women in those roles. What's the difference? There are godly women in the world, and there are women that are well versed in the Bible, so what's the difference? And you could go on and on with this list, and after you made that long list, purely from our point of view, we'd have to look at it and we would say, well, you know, what's the difference in speaking to the rock or striking the rock? What's the difference? And there's only one difference. And the only difference is, do you believe and sanctify God? It has nothing to do with the little differences between speaking and striking, or vocal and instrumental, or Sunday or Thursday. It has nothing to do with those differences. It all comes down to a matter, do you really honor God? And that was Moses' mistake. That was the mistake Moses and Aaron made. And God pointed out to them, ye have not believed me to sanctify me. And that's why we try to be so careful to do things exactly as God says. It's not that we can always see that one would be better than the other. And you know, we can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference many times. But it is a matter of honoring God and respecting His Word. And what happened to Moses and Aaron on that occasion was that they failed to believe and sanctify the Lord. And this is written for our learning, according to the Apostle Paul. Written for our learning, and we need to learn from this story to always be very careful to honor God by following His exact instructions. Might be there's a person here this morning who wants to become a Christian. There are a lot of different ways in the religious world that people are told they can become Christians. But we always say, from here, we always say that what you have to do is to believe, repent of your sins, confess your faith, and be baptized for the remission of sin. We say that not because we think that's a better method than some of the other methods, that is better from a human point of view. I wouldn't know how to evaluate it. But because that's what God has said. And if we're going to believe and sanctify God, we have to do things God's way.